For medical students all across the country, today is match day. That's the day med students find out where they'll do their residency. KUER's Eric Newman was at the University of Utah's match day, along with around 100 eager medical students.
At the University of Utah Stadium, the mood is electric. Everyone is dressed up. There's lots of hugging and cameras. In front are three tables covered with red paper bags. Inside each one is a letter addressed to a different student. One is for Azadeh Porsig.
I am so excited. So excited. A little nervous, but mostly excited.
Porsig is studying to become an OBGYN. She's been at the university for 9 years, and she's about to find out where she'll be for the next four. Over the last winter, Porsig interviewed at 9 hospitals on the West Coast, in the South, and in the Northeast.
What's your top three?
So Portland would be my number one. I don't want to jinx it. Or San Francisco, or Washington, D.C.
It's quite a stress-inducing process.
That's Tom Hurtado, the director of student affairs at the U's School of Medicine.
What's at stake is really their job, you know, what they're going to be doing and the path they take.
Last winter, when Porsig was flying around the country ranking hospitals she wanted to attend, the staff at those hospitals was also ranking her. Their preferences get put into a computer program that uses an algorithm that matches students to hospitals in what is hopefully the best combination for everybody. The mood at the stadium is tense. Everyone gathers around the tables.
Oh my God.
I'm ready.
There's a red streamer stretched in front. The dean of the School of Medicine waits until exactly 10 a.m., then cuts the streamer. There's a controlled frenzy as students grab their bags and retreat to the tables with their families. And then...
I got my number one. I'm going to OHSU in Portland.
Porsig got her first choice in Oregon. For she and future doctors everywhere, they're one step closer to being done with a very long journey. Eric Newman, KUER News.